life in a way. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
Hey, we're back in town, and we are Comic Culture, coming to you at 93.3 CFMU, McMaster Radio. We are the show that champions the local comic book shop. Where are we, Chris? We're at, hold on, don't tell me. We're seamlessly starting the show. We're at, I'm panicking. Oh,
CFMU.
Comicbookdaily.com.
Yeah.
And getthepointradio.com.
Yeah.
And 93.3 CFMU. McMaster Radio.
Very good.
.com.
.com.
I'm Walter Dreilia. Pretty messed up.
And I'm Chris Owen, partner of Pretty Messed Up.
Yes. And I guess we won't save it any longer.
I know.
We're going to put the cat out of the bag. Mr. Shecky Feldstein is here with
us. Mr. Shecky Feldstein, if it were.
Yes. Glad to be back, guys. I heard that you did a show last week without me. You forewent Shecky.
Oh, Shecky, you know what? We've got nasty emails, all kinds of correspondence asking, where are you? How have you been? They miss you.
Everybody wants to know where Shecky is.
Most of those emails were penned by me.
You know what? Hey, yeah. I'm gonna go you on that. So
you're gonna go you
all summer. Chris and I talked about it last week. All summer, we were just getting emails. Where's Shecky? It got a little disheartening for Chris and I because we assumed that we were the talent of the show.
Assumed.
Apparently.
Yeah. We know what happens when you assume.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do. So I cut and pasted all the emails, not even all of them. I cut and pasted a bunch of emails we received this summer.
Yeah.
Just to show and prove to the listenership that, indeed, Shecky Feldstein is a wanted man.
Oh, right. Yeah, for sure.
This is really going to pad the ego, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. It depends how you take it.
Okay.
So anyway, here's some emails I received this summer asking about Shecky.
Okay.
First one. Hi, I'm such a big Shecky fan. Is he married? That was from a Bill in Etobicoke.
You had me until the bill.
Wow. Right.
But even then, does he have an online profile that I can peruse?
This is the next one. It goes, I don't usually email, but was compelled to when I heard Shecky was coming back this week. A week without Shecky is like a week without cotton candy. That was from Wayne from Kenora.
Oh, isn't that nice? Cotton candy. You're like cotton candy in the mouth.
Apparently.
I'm just that sweet.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
And the next one, says, do you guys sell Shecky dolls or maybe t-shirts? My girlfriend is a huge Shecky fan, and I'd like to get her something Shecky-ish as a surprise.
Oh, interesting.
That was a Steve from Vaughn.
Oh, nice. Steve from Vaughn. I think we know him, don't we?
No, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I know of Vaughn, but I'm not sure.
Is he from Steve?
You know, for the right price, the Shecky thing she could receive is a weekend with Shecky.
That's the grand prize right there. Here's another one. It goes, I've written Shecky so many emails, yet no reply. Can you guys tell him that I love him? That was from Bill from Etobicoke again.
Bill. Oh, interesting.
There. I'm starting to think that this might be a backlog of Bill going on here.
No.
Here's another one. Oh, this one's cool. I once knew a Gloria Feldstein. Can you ask Shecky if he's related? Marge from Hamilton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you related to Gloria Feldstein?
You know what? I was excommunicated from the Feldstein clan.
You know, that I believe.
It's good that Marge is listening again.
Yes.
Yeah.
I miss Marge.
Yeah, me too.
She makes a mean cup of coffee.
She really does. Oh, really good.
Yeah.
This one. I didn't understand this one. Shecky? What's a Shecky? That's from Stan Lee from New York.
Oh.
didn't give his last name.
Oh, really? Yeah. No.
Okay, here, a couple of other ones here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there are. Wow. Yeah. Oh, I had just tons.
The floodgates.
It just keeps on going.
Tons of emails. Guys, sorry to rain on your parade, but Shecky Feldstein is the best looking of the lot of you. If you ever do video, just have the camera on him. That was from Bill from Etobicoke.
Right.
I thought it was Mac.
I thought I was going to say it was Dave. Yeah.
But, by the way, I've blocked Bill on emails. So
probably should. Yeah, probably should. From him. Yeah.
Starting to scare me, that boy. Oh, and the last one, I thought Shecky would like this one. It was really nice. It's from the States. Welcome back, Shecky. See if you can sneak a few of my tunes on. That's from Huey Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Biggest fan.
Biggest fan. Biggest fan.
You know what? The show's not over yet.
Oh, boy.
So that is just a few emails just a few. From Shecky Felstein. So, Shecky, you were missed. Mm-hmm. And not only missed by the listenership, as you can see from these emails coming in, but missed by Chris and I, too.
Of course. Of course.
I don't care about the lot of you or a lot of those emails.
That's not very nice.
Except for the fact that now I obviously have an in to Huey Lewis.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
And possibly to Bill.
And to Bill.
To repeat offender Bill.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. What do we do now?
Well, you know what? Normally we would have new this week.
Right.
But we could go right into a musical interlude if you want, because we kind of spent a little bit of time on that. We're getting we're almost due for a musical interlude.
All right,
why don't
Shecky spin a tune?
All right. We'll have a quick tune here, and then we'll get right back to new this week after this. Are you all set there, Shecky?
You know I am.
All right. Anytime you're ready.
Organ.
Nothing to get us going like some organ.
Love the organ.
That was requested by Bill from Etobicoke.
I hear he loves organ.
He loves organ.
Dimly lit room.
A sloppy kind.
Yeah.
Hey, so that takes us into new this week, and I believe Shecky Felstein has lined up some sponsors.
Absolutely, and none other than for new this week, Comic Culture returning for another season, regardless of the ample request to shut it down.
Regardless.
Yeah, while you guys were receiving emails from Bill, I was dealing with a lot of legal issues.
Right. Yeah. See.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate it. All right, listen, you know what? Now is the time of the show when we talk about new this week. Uh-huh. For those new listeners, because, you know, there is a great spanning of new listenership.
Weekly. Mm-hmm. Just piles of them.
Because, you know, we get the new school
word
year.
Word of mouth. It's word of mouth.
That's right. Yep.
We probably get as many new listeners a week as there are new books on the walls.
Almost.
Every week.
Almost. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's take a quick look at just a smattering of them here. The first one I want to talk about, one of the fine employees at Big B Comics told me to talk about on the show.
Right.
And you know what? I took a quick look at it, and it was worth talking about.
Oh, yeah?
Worth talking about.
What book is that?
Trinity number one.
Trinity number one.
And so, you know what? The art is fantastic. The art is basically by Francis Manapul.
Actually, the whole
book is kind of pretty much by Francis Manapul. It's a cool book. It's Trinity, so it has Batman, Superman,
and
Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. And it's not the book that you'd think it would be. It's
not your dad's Trinity.
So this basically
not
it's,
your granddad's it ends up
being,
Trinity.
It ends up being just like a story, like the basically I'm
trying
Batman.
To work a joke in here, and you're just going all
sorry. Seriously. Anyways, Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman all get together and have dinner together.
Nice.
And you'd think it would be a terrible story, but it's actually a great story.
Do they play charades?
You know what? You're going to have to read the book to figure that out.
All right. That's Trinity number one, available at your local comic book shop today. Our good friend Francis Manapul doing the art.
That's right. So let's stick with the DC books here. And we've got the next one. We've got Aquaman number 7.
Mm-hmm.
So of course they're really trying hard to push this whole Aquaman thing again. Aquaman is, you know, it's that one of those underrated characters, as we've talked about before.
Underrated.
But
underutilized.
This new storyline.
Under the sea.
You guys done?
No, not even close.
New storyline.
That's a good one though, Shek. I like Under the Sea.
Yeah, there you go.
I like where you went with that.
Is really good. Anyways, that's by Abnett, Eaton, and Falker.
Abna.
Abna.
Abnett.
Abnett.
Abna.
Abnett. Do you even?
Abna, ask you a question.
Listen, Aquaman number 7. This is all part of the DC Universe rebirth thing, Chris, which is apparently a very popular birth.
A very popular birth.
And that's number 7. That's available at your local comic book shop today.
All right. Next up, we have Cyborg number one. Now,
Cyborg.
Here's a character that they're really pushing because, of course,
I thought they were really pushing Aquaman.
Well, they're pushing Cyborg even more.
Okay,
pushing Cyborg even more. Yeah. Cyborg, of course, used to be part of the Teen Titans, but
yes,
now they're pushing him into the Justice League because
he's some sort of cyborg or something.
That's,
like that,
you know
right?
what? You
robot?
Are nothing. Not much gets by you.
No, sir.
No, you are. You're a
for
crafty
sharp.
Young man. There. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you get all eyes. So Cyborg number one comes out, and as I said, because of the movie for Justice League, he's in that, so they're really trying to push him.
Chris, you getting payola from DC or what?
You know what? Maybe huh? I am, maybe I'm not. What's
right,
it to
okay.
you?
Okay, well, I yeah. want a cut. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I only got one more DC.
I got no problem with it.
I got
just
one.
Need a cut, that's all.
I got one more DC.
One more DC?
One more DC.
Hit me.
And this is the one that you're going to like.
Hold on. Cyborg number
he
one.
Said hit you.
Cyborg number one's available at your local comic book shop.
Sorry. Are you done?
Yeah.
Can I get on with this?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Who
go
might
ahead.
Stand in your
go
way?
Ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Are you done?
Cyborg. Number one.
Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wonder Woman 77.
Wait a minute. It's up to 77 already?
No. Oh. The book is called Wonder Woman 77.
Right.
And you're going to like this because
oh,
this.
Oh, right, because it's from.
It's from the Linda Carter years.
I'm sorry, Linda Carter.
Linda Lovelace.
Yeah, Linda
yeah.
Carter.
Yeah. Linda Carter years of, yeah. of Wonder Woman. And so it's got some, you know, those cheesy stories based on the classic
those
TV
weren't
series.
Cheesy stories, Chris.
Oh,
they were
cheesy.
Good stories.
I'm not saying I didn't like them.
Okay.
I'm just saying they're cheesy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Great Linda Carter cover. Wonder Woman. And it's a thick ass book.
Thick. Well, you know, it is Wonder Woman 77. So
it's, and it's a good looking book.
Good looking book. It's a good looking book.
It's Wonder Woman. Number four.
Correct.
No, it's Wonder Woman 77 special.
Number four. They're all specials.
Right. Certainly are.
Certainly
are. And it's available at your local comic book shop.
All right. Let's get on to some Marvel books. The Mighty Thor, number 11.
Number 11. This Mighty one goes
Thor.
To 11.
This one goes to 11. It goes to 11.
11.
Why don't you just make 10 higher?
Because it goes to 11.
And then it wouldn't be 11 now, would it?
Okay, I missed that part.
Yeah, thanks right. a lot. Yeah. You know, sometimes you just can't good help these
Chris,
days.
I'm here for support.
Yeah,
so let's
clearly.
Come
yeah.
on.
You're like a good bra.
Fill us in.
fill in the bra.
Anyway, this is Thor. You know, I don't even know where to go with
that. Wire in that?
Thor number 7. Sorry, no, number 11.
The kind you use for concrete.
Thor number 11 by Jason Aaron.
Sure.
Do what you want with it.
I will. Hey, Thor number 11.
Okay.
From Jason Aaron is available at your local comic book shop.
International Iron Man, number 7 today. You know, I just don't see where this book is going. You know, there was this great big revelation a few weeks ago about Iron Man and how
what
he
happened?
Found out that his mother gave him up for adoption or something like that.
Oh.
And the real mother was some DJ or some recording studio
nice.
Person.
Right.
And it just, I
Roberta
just don't
Flack.
Get it. Yeah, I just don't get this book at all. It's just, you know, I'd like, thing with this book, I'd like more Iron Man to be in my Iron Man. This is a book
yeah.
all about Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And I'm done with it.
You need more Iron.
Yeah.
But this is Chris, not Iron Man. This is International Iron Man.
Sorry, right. That
and,
makes it much better.
And it's written by, oh, you know, it's the old Daredevil combination of Bendis and Maleev.
Right.
Right? And so we're going to probably get a grittier, shadier.
Yeah, maybe there'll
Iron
be another
Man.
Courtroom drama just like they had with.
Well, you know what? It's character development. You know, hey.
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 It's for horses.
Hey, why don't you blame them for trying to do some character development, trying to extrapolate the nuances of the human condition through the Iron Man storytelling? Why don't you just rag on that for a minute?
Maybe hey. I will. Maybe I want more Iron Man in my flippin' Iron Man comic instead
point.
Of all just Tony Stark.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
International Iron Man number 7 is available at your local comic book shop.
All right. Then we have Deadpool v. Gambit. And then it says the V is for Versus.
Is that what that was for?
That's what it
I
says.
I thought it was 5.
That's what it's, well, it's, it could be. Deadpool 5 Gambit?
Sure.
Yeah, well, I guess. Why not? Anyways, this is Deadpool v. Gambit. It actually stars...
Deadpool?
No. It stars the Warriors 3 from Thor.
Don't tell me. Thor, yeah.
Sorry. Oh, would you know their names?
The fat guy?
Yeah, that's not his name, but yes.
And the guy with the ponytail?
Sure, yep. Yeah.
And the tall guy with the sword.
Yeah, sure. That's good enough. Those three guys. Close enough. Uh-huh. Yeah, why not? Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll just go there. Anyways, yeah, they're all in it as well. Deadpool v. Gambit today.
Awesome. Deadpool v. Gambit, number 5 at your local comic book shop.
All right. So finally, last book I want to talk about is Civil War II, number 5. A lot of people have been waiting for this book. I'm not going to talk much about it.
Civil War II.
Civil War II.
Number 5.
Number 5.
Okay, I got it.
So I don't want to talk too much about it because there's lots of stuff. People are wondering what's going to happen in this book, and I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
It only came out today. And I just want to say that I loved it. I thought it was a great book.
Okay.
All right.
So that's Civil War II, number 5. This Bendis kid gets around, eh?
See, this is a good Bendis book.
Well, how do you... No.
This one actually has, you know...
Stuff
going on.
Right on.
Other than, you know, not...
Fans of Bendis, rejoice.
Rejoice.
You can head into your local comic book shop today and pick up, I don't know how many, at least 2 Bendis books today. Bendis books. And Bendis like Bendis.
Bendis like Bendis.
And this one, of course, and the ones Chris talked about are just the tip of the iceberg.
Just the tip.
All the great new comics that are in your local comic book shop today. So you owe yourself and your local comic shop a trip in and peruse the new this week.
All right, listen. Let's have a quick musical interlude. Shecky, you got something lined up for us?
Shecky's looking at us with, like, disdain.
I know.
It's the same.
He's not used to it, though.
Yeah. All these poor puns, you know, just makes me want to dive under the sea.
Here we go. All right, let's see what
we
got.
Give me a C.
All right, give me a bouncy C. Aquaman.
Atlantis, king of the sea, where the danger is, that's where he'll be, always defending you, yeah, you and me. Aquaman, he can swim faster than the fastest thing in the sea or on the land. With Mira, his beautiful queen beside him, he'll fight with all his might. You can always depend on mankind's truest friend, Aquaman.
That's a great tune. You know, you could really get into the groove on that tune.
Into the groove.
It feels like you're in the sea. You know?
Into the sea.
Yeah, you're just floating. It's a beautiful song. Thanks, Shecky.
Absolutely. You, that's what I'm here for. Yeah.
All right, listen. All right.
Awkward pregnant pause.
Yeah, enough with the love in here. Do we have a sponsor for industry news?
Well, that's up to Shecky. He lines them up.
Oh, what do you got?
We do. Lined up for industry news, part one, the season fall. Just because the leaves are changing color doesn't mean you should. So keep buying the books you love regardless of what the wife says.
Regardless. The wife. Or some people say irregardless.
Irregardless.
Not people who speak properly.
Other
people correct.
Say.
You are correct about that.
Uh-huh.
The missus.
All right.
Wifey.
Wifey.
Ball and chain.
Yeah.
No, see, that's wrong.
That's wrong. You know, because I know you love your wife.
Of course I do.
Right? Mm-hmm. So why would you say
almost as much as you do. Just as much as you do.
Wait.
I said that wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, your wife.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay, let's move on before we get ourselves into a whole heap of trouble.
Yeah.
So, Chris, we talked about a little of this earlier.
Yeah.
Is what I didn't want to say. Jennifer Walters is the Hulk.
Jennifer Walters is the Hulk.
So
correct.
I was confused because I thought Bruce Banner was the Hulk.
Okay, so.
And then you put me, you educated me.
So here's the thing. Jennifer Walters is known as She-Hulk.
Yes.
And they're dropping the she because generally in the past, She-Hulk.
Because it's gender bias.
No, just hold on. So in the past, the She-Hulk comics have been sort of jovial and fun.
Right.
And they're getting rid of the fact that there's no She-Hulk anymore. There's nothing fun about this.
Uh-huh.
She's going on a rampage.
Right.
Because...
I think you should add the She in there.
Well, hey-o!
Hey-o!
Woo!
Okay.
Yeah, you're sleeping in the doghouse tonight.
Right. All right. Okay. Good thing my wife doesn't listen to this.
Good thing. So they're getting rid of the She because they're figuring that there's the already the other Hulk right now, who's uh-huh. the Amadeus Cho Hulk.
Rock me, Amadeus Cho Hulk. Is he the red one?
No, that would be Thunderbolt Ross.
Thunderbolt. See, I get mixed up.
I know. So many Hulks. That's they like to call him the Rolk because he's Red Hulk.
Right, Rolk. The Red Hulk. Yeah.
Right. And then there's also
what about the Korean Hulk?
That's Amadeus Cho.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. See, yeah. It's all coming together now.
Stay with me. You already got the job.
Now.
Stay with me here.
Go.
So, anyway,
I'm absorbing all this like a sponge.
you're sponging off me, all right. Yeah. So, anyways, they're figuring that this. So, if you've been reading Civil War, there are some big events that have happened in Civil War Two, I should say.
Civil War.
You know
two.
What? This isn't really. I'm gonna say it anyways. But
beep.
In case you haven't read Civil War,
what's that called? The blooper alert.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Blooper
Sorry.
Alert.
Blooper.
This entire show is an hour of blooper alert.
That should be.
Yeah. So.
So. In Civil War Two, again, big spoiler here. Hulk was murdered by Hawkeye.
Get out.
I kid you not.
But how can that be?
Bruce Banner perfected a special arrow tip so that it would pierce. It would have a little bit of something, some sort of radiation
thing,
that would actually pierce the Hulk.
Uh-huh.
And so when to make a long story short, they ambushed Bruce Banner. They were worried that he was going to start turning into the Hulk and rampaging. And... Hawkeye from 200 yards away,
behind a tree,
in the middle of the dark. Uh-huh. You know, shot an arrow and killed Bruce Banner.
Wow!
So Bruce Banner's dead. Now, what happened is that now they're saying, well, actually, you know, Bruce Banner went to Hawkeye ahead of time and said, well, you know, if I ever rampage out, you have to be
take me out,
kind of thing. Yeah. So. All that happened, as well as there was a big fight, and She-Hulk ended up in the hospital.
Get out.
So there's lots of things that are happening.
Is she all right?
She's okay. She's okay. Okay. She'll be all right. She'll be all right. But now because of all this, now they're saying that she's becoming a different person. So she's becoming...
Because she's on the meds?
Well, she may have changed because of everything, right?
Right.
So
right.
Because of just all the emotional changes.
Right. Yeah, so I know how that is.
Yeah, like, right? With, right? With,
yeah. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. I won't go there.
So anyways, traumatic events of Civil War II determined to move on. However, she's now dropping the She. She's just becoming the Hulk.
So is that almost like the character, again, you know, say in a lead series, say like when Thor became female Thor?
Yeah.
I mean, like it's almost like dropping the She-Hulk kind of does the same thing, even though she was already She-Hulk.
She was already She-Hulk.
It's like femalizing.
Yep.
Femalizing.
Yeah.
It's like caramelizing.
Caramelizing. Yeah. Not quite as tasty.
Yeah. I don't know if she's an onion.
Okay. Yeah. Tasty.
Anyway,
hey, listen. So what you're telling me, Chris.
Yeah.
I want you to back this up a bit.
Beep, beep. Beep. Back it up.
Beep,
beep. Yep.
So you're telling me there's no Hulk anymore. Like,
correct.
There's no... Bruce Banner Hulk in the Marvel U.
Right now, Bruce Banner is dead.
Well, okay.
I'm sure that's short-lived.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So
maybe
that's
not.
That's all cool.
Know.
I mean, and so how do you vote Vulcan on this stuff? What's your take on this? Do you like this?
I bid two Quatlus on the newcomer.
That's right. So was that from Enter the Dragon?
No, that was from How Do You Vote Vulcan?
Oh,
that was
right.
From,
Yeah.
You know,
Star Trek.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind.
What did he bid? Quaaludes?
Quatlus.
Oh.
Because.
Right.
Never mind. So I don't like it. I was trying to in a roundabout way saying I don't like it.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's not going to last for forever. However, this new Hulk is sort of this new She-Hulk.
Uh huh.
Without the She,
is
I think she's going to probably go on some sort of rampage, right?
Uh-huh.
And this is what it's building up to.
Is that what Hulk does?
Yeah.
Okay.
But okay, Thor, Hulk, whatever.
Yeah.
And I understand.
Femalizing.
Well, okay, but even...
caramelizing.
Yeah, even, I don't know, Spider-Man, whatever.
Yeah.
That's all cool. That's all good. But I think more effort should be put into creating new characters that people will like.
I agree.
Is it the writer's fault or the here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
So you're in a quagmire dilemma cul-de-sac. So you're a company that has these characters,
right?
And you know the way things are with body of work, canon, all that kind of history. So you got all these characters that have body of work, canon, and history, right? And so you want to introduce new characters, but perhaps they're not going well. Perhaps you're introducing new characters, but they're not working.
Right.
But you want to make your universe all-inclusive with just not, 98% white guys.
Right.
Right? So you want to get females involved. You want to get minorities, visible minorities involved, all that kind of stuff. So, but creating new characters isn't working.
Right.
So now you got to go and say, hey, man, the only way to do this is to turn Spidey black, to turn Thor into a woman, because we want to have our universe varied like the people reading them are varied.
Correct.
Which
Correct.
Is the best way to do it. But it's like it's almost like they're saying, we don't know how to create new characters, so we got to cannibalize the old characters and turn them into something and change
them.
And
I think that's miffing a lot of the traditionalists out
there.
Well, I guess so. Right?
I mean, like, Batman, like how can Batman never be Bruce Wayne?
Right. Right? Exactly.
But if you take Batman as that or Clark Kent Superman, as that as those, the examples. And then you say, well, if you is extrapolate the right word?
Yeah.
If you extrapolate that through the whole thing, then everybody should be off limits if Batman is and Superman is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't the Hulk be off limits for somebody to be the Hulk?
But hold on a second. Right. Hold on a second here. If we go back into our history of comics, when there was no Batman, other people have taken on the mantle of Batman. Right,
yeah,
and that's sort of what's happened. Well, this has just happened. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure this won't be forever.
But I guess you're right. But I do guess too. So, just to contradict myself, the rebirth of the Silver Age of DC had reimagining of all the heroes with new alter egos.
That's right,
and they all worked.
Right,
right. Even though they ended up still being like white males.
That's right.
But that's not the point. The point is they changed identity and it worked.
And it still worked. Right? Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's fine.
So, anyways, interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with this new She-Hulk / No She on the Hulk comic, right? Because it'll just be because it's remember it was supposed to be like this fun sort of.
So would Disney and Marvel use the new? No, that they
why not? Why
they
not?
Wouldn't go into cinema with that?
Sure, why not?
You know what?
Because you lose that effect to that big ass Hulk.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you know what? With like the Avengers movie, they've already got two slated for the next couple summers,
and it's CGI.
See, I was thinking that they would just add her. Other than
but then there'd be two Hulk.
Yeah, why not?
I guess.
And the movie universe is different from the
maybe they can have a Hulk love scene.
That's his cousin, but sure, why not? Hey,
oh, is it?
You know what? Hey,
sorry,
you know what?
Never mind.
In your universe, everything can happen.
Maybe they can film it in Alabama, then it'd be all right. No, that's wrong.
We have a lot of fans in Alabama.
We have a lot of fans.
Yeah,
listeners.
For those of you in Alabama, we apologize.
We apologize.
And, thank you all
what
for
I
your
meant was Albania. No, that's
Albania.
Wrong, too, because Albania is
a Does it even
nice
exist
country.
Anymore?
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So, sorry, I apologize for that, too.
We have a lot of fans there, too. Never mind. And
maybe
so
Albany.
You know what?
Albany.
Yeah, Albany. Yeah.
Yeah. Albany.
Listen, let's keep on talking here.
Get me out of this.
Your best.
Dig me out.
Trying to dig you out here. Marvel is launching a new ongoing Star Wars series.
Wait a minute. So the 18 they got going isn't enough?
Well, there's not a lot of ongoing series. There's a lot of
miniseries.
Miniseries,
right, okay.
But there's going to be a new ongoing series called Star Wars Classified.
Well, that's what it's being solicited as.
That's
the title
correct.
Could be changed.
It may be changed.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so where are they going with that? Is it going to be like a regular universe?
No,
hey, wait a minute.
Wait a minute,
Chris. You know Star Wars stuff.
A little bit.
Is the new Star Wars movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's coming out soon.
Shortly,
right?
That would be Rogue One.
Because they don't have their own comic yet.
No, not yet.
Hey, and fill me in.
Okay.
Is that Is that they're doing new characters? Like, there won't be Han Solo.
No. This is meant to take place between, just before the Star Wars that you know, before the original Star Wars.
Right. Okay.
So it's happening just before that.
And who are the characters?
Nobody knows.
Just stormtroopers. Or
they teased Darth Vader.
They teased Darth Vader, yeah. And there
okay,
may
when
be
when he was young or something.
Yeah, but still wearing the uniform, like the suit. He's still Vader.
Okay.
But
yes,
right. Yeah.
Because it's after episode 3 where he just becomes Vader.
Right.
But before episode 4, which is Luke and all that, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now who knows? I mean, they could possibly put in like a cameo C-3PO or R2-D2. Who knows?
Well, those
right?
are all easy, yeah. right? Vader, 3PO, D2, Jabba,
Chewbacca.
All those guys, Chewbacca. They're all easy because they're not faces.
They don't age.
And yeah, now that they cast like the new young Han Solo
That's
movie,
right, yeah.
they could even like tease it. He could get a cameo in
he
it.
He could,
who knows,
yep,
right?
Yeah. So,
all right, because that franchise, right, that's the biggest dilemma that they have, right? Because those 90s Star Wars movies, they never panned out into like franchise actors.
Not the way the other ones did.
They
yeah.
wanted to, right?
Yeah.
And so they that's why when 7, 8, and 9 or the last three that came out,
yeah.
that's why they had to go back to Hamill and
right,
Fisher.
Right. Well, it was supposed to be taking place right after that Return of the Jedi.
Okay, but still, had those three not been, those middle three movies not been so poorly received, I'm sure they wouldn't have had to go back to the well.
Middle three or the first three?
Well, like the 1990s.
Right, right. Okay,
you know,
saying,
what
yes.
I mean.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So when they were rebooting it just recently,
yes.
trust me, they weren't looking at the success of the 2000 ones.
I'm sure they
and
did
building
well.
On it.
No.
They were looking at the 77 series
Absolutely.
And building off that. That's why they had to go back to
that's
the well.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
With
yep.
those actors,
yep.
right?
Yep, you're right.
So
you're right.
That's what they need. They need those three principles if they're going to or they need to wean themselves off of Skywalker, Solo, and
Carrie Fisher.
Fisher, yeah.
Leia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. All right, listen, let's anyways, so new Star Wars ongoing series coming out soon.
Excellent.
Let's have a quick musical interlude here, and then we'll get back to more industry news, talking more about comics. And we're going to get into a little bit later on in the show about conventions and some statistics. Mm. Anyways, you all set there, Shecky?
Absolutely.
All right, let's hear it.
Sounds Krantz.
Krantz. All night long.
Segues into some more industry news.
Mm-hmm. Part two, if I may.
Go
if
ahead.
You may.
Industry news part two brought to us by the new female Hulk, which only preludes the new male Power Girl, who will also feature a keyhole in a different area of the suit.
I don't get it.
You really don't get it?
No, never mind.
All right.
All right.
Let's move along.
Moving along.
Let's see here.
All right,
Chris, what are we going to talk about now?
Do you want to talk about Top Comics or do you want to talk about Rebirth? I think we should talk about Top Comics.
Let's talk about Top Comics.
All right.
Sick of Rebirth. Sick of it.
Go ahead.
So we're looking at the August numbers here, Chris, and you and I were both flabbergasted.
This is crazy.
Just nuts. Looking at the remember when we were doing the show back in the winter?
Yeah.
There were a few months there where the distribution of the Top comic, they'd be excited if one cracked 100,000
absolutely,
copies,
yes.
Right?
And it was
yes.
usually a Batman or like a Spidey title or something.
All
right?
Top 10 comics mm-hmm. in August shipped through Diamond to comic shops, shipped over 100,000. Actually, number 11.
Top 11.
As
yeah.
well,
yeah,
and number one, the Harley Quinn number one from the Rebirth shipped 360,000 issues.
This is craziness,
ridiculous.
Yes.
So wait, okay, so hey, explain to me how you know if you were to ask the average person the top characters in the DC universe, Well, okay, let's just say top five. Who would you say? Who would you say?
Harley Quinn.
No.
Okay.
No, this is the problem.
You're already wrong.
You're already wrong.
Get out of here.
You're already
Batman,
wrong.
Superman, Wonder Woman.
Sure.
Green Lantern.
Flash. Yeah. Maybe Aquaman later on.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn somehow has sneaked her way up
but
to number one.
But this is the thing, Chris. This is what I'm trying to explain to you, even though I'm not trying to explain it to you.
I get it.
This is, you and I are old.
I know.
This is the thing. Harley Quinn, Suicide Squad. These are the things, Deathstroke, these are Walking Dead, Nightwing, these are the things that,
yeah,
that
it's
the
two
young,
words. That's what
these
you
are
need.
The
it's
things
two words.
That the young people, this is the, their DC.
This is the young people's comic books.
Thing. So what I'm trying to tell you is the times they are a-changing.
So, oh, is that what you're trying to tell us?
So what I'm trying to
the
say is...
The answer, my friend, is blowing in
up
the wind.
Your wind.
Okay, so wait, let's...
So
just,
yeah, this is what's happening.
Okay,
though.
So
Harley
hold on.
Quinn is DC's biggest...
Biggest character.
Yeah. You know, we all got our snot in an uproar, or our drawers in a snot. I'm not sure how to say it, but
drawers
we all got
snot.
Upset.
Drawers in a snot.
Yeah. We all got upset. Our traditionalists, when we realized that, you know, Deadpool was one of the coolest Marvel characters.
Yeah,
we're talking about Deadpool. It's Spider-Man.
That's
right.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's Deadpool.
It's Deadpool
right?
now. It,
so same thing happening on the DC universe in a way. These kind of younguns.
Okay, so hold on.
Taking over.
So way back in the day.
Way back in the day.
Because you and I are old.
We're very old.
Do you remember way back in the day when people would poo-poo Wolverine as being?
Yes.
He was not a traditional, and he was the new up and comer. Nobody. You know, I like the old comics. Wolverine.
That's
new highfalutin, crazy things. And then it was Cable, and then it was Deadpool, and now it's Harley Quinn.
I like Stuntman.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
But
anyway,
you know what? It shows everything kind of comes in cycles, though, because, and again, this is a really ridiculous statistics for August.
So
if you're looking at it, I'm just going to say, though, right? There are only, as far as I can tell, what is that? Two Marvel titles in the top, and one of them's Star Wars. So only one of them is superhero related.
Yeah.
And it lands a big commanding spot in number four, which is Spider-Man.
Right.
So Deadpool's not even on here.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So, which was a flash in the pan. The movie's hot. So you know what? The Suicide Squad especially can probably drop right off of this in a couple months. Harley Quinn might stay strong.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the character that everyone wants. But Suicide Squad itself, after the movie flop, I think a few of these might start.
Yeah, characters
off,
like
you know?
Books like Spider Woman, Nightwing.
Yeah.
Okay,
Supergirl.
But hold on a second here. Hold on. So Harley Quinn number one, almost 360,000 copies sold.
Uh-huh.
Harley Quinn number two, 116,000 copies sold.
Mm-hmm.
So how much of this is speculation?
Well, it's also incentive,
right? Like,
incentive driven. It's also those.
How many variants?
Okay,
do you
so
need
what's the real title? How many people are really reading this?
Well, what we don't have data for when these lists come out because of the variants and the incentives and stuff. What we don't have is sell through.
Yeah, because, correct me if I'm wrong, Walter, you do own a comic book store.
I do.
I believe the Rebirth titles were issued with the return.
Yes.
So you know what? This may just be the initial order, knowing that if you don't sell through,
100%
you can return.
Returnability.
Yeah.
But Shecky's right, because Shecky's always right.
That's
why he's producer.
Is?
Yeah, yeah. No. That's why we keep him around.
Yeah,
he keeps telling us he's right, so I'm starting to believe him. The funny thing about... what's this called again?
Comic sales?
No, the DC thing.
Rebirth?
Rebirth, thank you. Funny thing about Rebirth is they had that returnability.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they had the returnability, and a lot of people took them up on it.
Yeah.
But I've talked to a lot of comic shops at Fan Expo and just through my dealings with other comic shops, and they flip and nobody's returned it.
Yeah. No.
They're selling out.
A lot of them still under-ordered it.
They're selling out. You know, like it's amazing. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to say is, of that, you know, All-Star Batman 289,000, I'm going to go out on a limb and say 289,000 probably sold through.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah.
I don't know about the Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
But, you know, that All-Star Batman, the Flash, all that kind of stuff, that stuff sold
through.
It's awesome.
I love the fact that DC has really stepped up their game here. Because as you said, you know, a year ago, we were talking about how DC's market share wasn't as nearly as high as Marvel's.
Yeah, what the heck happened
to that? And now it looks like DC's market share has 40% and Marvel has 30%.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Which is a big turnabout. And like you were saying, Walt, with the returnability, a lot of this might be due to the fact that people saw this. The writing was on the wall from mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years, whatever it was, New 52.
Yeah.
Right? How many titles sold out and they did not expect the amount of boom?
Yeah.
And all these stores all of a sudden don't have
Which brings this to question.
Question.
Because this shop, it's not a shop, it's a radio show. This radio show.
We talk shop.
We talk shop.
This radio show, which is, by the way, on 93.3 CFMU, McMaster's award-winning radio station.
Because of us, yes.
Because of us, mostly.
Yeah. Yeah. Mainly me.
And we talk about, mainly you, we talk about the local comic book shop. We champion the local comic book shop. We encourage everybody in whatever listening area they are to go visit their local comic book shop. You're awfully impatient with me, I can tell. Hello? So anyway.
I'm not saying anything.
No, but what I'm saying is now,
what are
comic shops eat their overorders.
Right.
That's the way it is.
Yes.
They get a bit of an extra discount, but they don't get returnability.
Right.
And you throw them in the bargain bin or whatever.
Right.
6 months, eight
months
later. Yeah.
So they're gun shy more often than not. And my argument here is going to be perhaps these statistics will show that they're gun shy too often.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
So we've come up with this thing, like, look at these numbers because of what DC did with returnability.
Right.
And then we've said, hey, well, it's only because they're returnable and there was no risk, which would have been an argument had there been piles and piles sitting in back rooms.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But from what I've deemed through my discussions and through what I've read, that hadn't happened.
Sell-through
is there. So my argument is local comic book shops aren't doing a good job supporting, you know, maybe those 100,000 numbers were because local comic book shops were under order.
Right. But could be. Right.
I have
they were afraid.
Yep. I have to challenge just a small fact of this and say that
challenge.
All of these books, all of these titles that are hitting – are all tied into a key event of just rebirth, right? So the difference is, let's say you order a bunch on a regular whatever, you know, for a Wednesday, a new book day like today, that isn't tied into rebirth, like a single event.
Yeah.
If you're looking for Harley Quinn, you're just going to pick up your Harley Quinn. Whereas this is rebirth, so now they're in already getting their Harley Quinn, but they say, oh, you know what? Might want to get the rebirth Suicide Squad. Oh, you know what? Might want to get the rebirth Batman. Because they all tie into an anomaly. So it cheats.
Right.
So people might be more inclined to pick up more than the title they just came
in
for.
Right.
You know, because they all kind of have that relevance.
You got that right, Jackie. You got that right. But my point is I know.
I do believe your point.
I know a lot of comic shops that because of necessity.
Order
to sell out.
They don't want to lose. They don't want to lose money.
Yeah, order to sell out.
In the case of
which robs them of potential, distribution. Yeah.
They'll order
numbers.
One, right? Just I'll have one of it on the wall, and if it sells, then
I'm happy. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Right. And then you don't. If it sells on that Wednesday, how many more could have you sold until next week or next month when number two comes out? Right.
Yeah,
and that's the dilemma. So this was a grand experiment.
It's done very well for DC,
and it's done very well for DC. And I just hope. I guess my point after all this, I hope the publishing companies look at this and, you know, things start clicking and saying, hey, wait a minute, maybe we should extend this program, that kind of stuff.
Yep, right. I agree. All right, listen, let's, do you want to have a musical interlude or do you want to keep on?
I need music.
Yeah, okay. Let's have a quick,
talking.
Yeah, you know, I'm sick of listening to you. Anyways, let's have a quick musical interlude here, Shecky, and then we'll go on. And I want to talk to you about Canadian Whites, Walt.
Oh, yes. Mm.
I know you're a big fan and expert on that. So let's... quick musical interlude.
The Lone Ranger. Mario Silva, away! A fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Mario Silva, the Lone Ranger. With his fearless Indian friend Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Hey, I heard they're thinking of turning Silver into a female horse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's the thing to do these days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can really tell. I wouldn't be able to tell.
I don't know, Shecky. Can you explain to him horse anatomy, Chris?
You got an hour?
Yeah. Okay, listen. Walt, you are a huge...
Jackman.
Yes. Before we go on, you know what? We have to do a... what do you call it? What's that thing called to do?
I don't know. Some sort of Jackman.
No.
Sponsorship.
That's it. Okay. Sponsors.
Yeah. Yeah, so Industry News Part 3 brought to us by DC Comics, who hot on the heels of the Rebirth series has decided to release the Rebirth 2 series, The Search for More Money.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's true.
I'm in. Yeah. Is it returnable?
Likely.
All right, listen, Walt.
Yes.
We need to talk about this phenomenon that seems to be happening. Phenomenon about Canadian whites. Now, for our listenership, give a brief explanation of what a Canadian white comic book is.
Brief description, Canadian. December 1940, the Canadian government imposes the War Exchange Conservation Act, banning all non-essential imports into Canada for the war economy, including all American comic books. Heaven forbid, kids don't have anything to read. Overnight, a Canadian comic book industry surfaces. Anglo-American, Bell Features out of Toronto, Maple Leaf out of Vancouver, and Educational Projects out of Montreal are four big publishers. They produce comics, including probably the most famous creation, Nelvana of the Northern Lights from Bell. Up until about 1946, they're publishing. The War Exchange Conservation Act is repealed. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman flood across the border again and kill our industry pretty well overnight.
Right.
And the Canadian publishers, because they were caught off guard, they really didn't even have color presses for their periodical comics. So they printed them in black and white.
Ah, okay.
And thus the nickname
Canadian Whites.
The Canadian Whites.
All right. So listen, there was a
that was impressive, Walt.
Thank you.
There
you
was didn't a read that off anything.
Nothing.
No. Nothing. I put them on the spot.
Yeah.
Spot.
So Canadian Whites were recently in an auction.
So yeah. So Comic Link, which is probably the leading auction house for Canadian Whites. They've really kind of honed the Canadian white market and developed it and got a great customer base from the Canadian whites. And kudos to them because they put the effort in to learn about this and garner submissions for their auction. So there was 40 great conditioned keys, some really fantastic showing quality selection of Canadian whites in their last auction that ended a couple weeks ago, and it set the whole Canadian whites community abuzz. And so the results were absolutely fantastic. They were staggering, actually, which really warmed everybody's heart up here north of the border that were fans of Canadian whites. It actually ticked some people off because it's like, man, the cat's out of the bag. I can't buy my stuff cheap anymore, right?
Right.
But it's good because it's garnering international notoriety.
And that's the thing. And I was talking to a few guys about it. And this is what's happening. In my view, guys, this is what's happening. So while there was this little insular group of whites collectors, we kind of policed ourselves on price.
Right.
So, we're the only guys interested in them. And, there wasn't enough of them to go around to begin with. Some of these things are like less than 10 known copies.
So
when one surfaces, there's almost like a ceiling, a glass ceiling where the price shouldn't go above because we ridicule each other if we try to sell it for more to one of the other people because we're the only ones interested in it, right?
Who's buying it because
it's like, what are you charging him $10,000 for, you moron? You should only be five, right? And so that's kind of, we policed ourselves. But what I think this auction really kind of showed is that the whites busted out of our insular little collecting community,
right,
and is starting to be accepted by the general collecting community at large, and we're starting to take interest in this kind of
stuff.
And I'm going to just throw like a shout out to a guy like Ivan Kaczmarek, who's done so much work over the last couple of years, writing about, promoting, and educating everybody about how cool these whites are, how important these whites are, how good these whites are, the quality of the artwork, the stories, the character development. So that's what happened. Like, there was a Nelvana, I don't know if you guys remember the stamp series of 95. They had that Nelvana, and that was from the cover of a 1945. It was kind of like a compilation.
They had Johnny Canuck, Captain Canuck,
Nelvana.
Not Captain Canuck.
Yeah, Captain Canuck,
got his own stamp.
Oh, for a stamp. I thought you meant in the book from 1945.
No. Fleur-de-lis. Okay. Right.
Fleur-de-lis. There was just the four of them.
And so this was just a 1945. It's kind of like a compendium. Most of it is reprints, but there is one original story.
Okay.
But it's got that iconic cover.
Right.
Right? And so that cover, because a 6.5 graded comic out of 10 sold a couple of years ago for $13,000.
Wow.
And then that same copy resold earlier this year for like $10,000. So everybody goes, oh, you know, like, what's happening?
Yeah, yeah.
And then a 5.0, which is a worse copy, obviously, was listed on this auction. And it went for $14,750.
Really?
Shattering the old record.
Yeah, yeah.
Which now is officially the highest ever paid for a white.
Right.
But the funny part about it is that white isn't really even the most important white.
Right. So you were telling me before, isn't Better Comics number one an important white?
Yeah, that's probably, guys in the whites community probably speculating that might be the second most valuable white.
Okay.
And only reason why that is because it's the very first one.
Right.
It's the you know, launch. It's the action.
So wouldn't
one.
That be the most important one then?
Well, not really, because I think character trumps.
I see. Right.
So the first Nelvana of the Northern Lights,
okay,
which would have been in Triumph Adventure number one,
okay,
probably would get. If Better One and Triumph Adventure One went to auction in the same grade, I think the Triumph Adventure One would get more money.
Because of Nelvana.
Because of Nelvana, right? It's the character, the Trumps.
It's the one character that's actually stayed beyond 1946.
Or yeah, and now that compendium that's sold, it's almost like that is the poster child for the whites. So Americans, people from around the world, when they see that cover, it's like an iconic cover, and they're going to associate that with Nelvana, with the Canadian whites period. It's because almost like that comics is serving as an ambassador for all the whites right now, which is kind of a unique a thing that happens. So, yeah, it was fascinating. It was great to watch. But it wasn't just that Nelvana that got a great price. Pretty well across the board, the offerings that came up, all 40 of them had super duper strong prices.
Now, okay, so now you are a Overstreet Price Guide advisor.
I sure am.
So now the Overstreet Price Guide, comic book price guide, is known as the Bible of comic books. And you know, they everybody goes to that to look up price guides and prices for their books. Now, I bought one a couple weeks ago, and I was flipping through, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to see if I can find Better Comics number one in there. And I had trouble finding it.
Yeah, there isn't one.
Why is that?
They're not in the Overstreet Price Guide. We solicited Overstreet to include the whites a couple years ago. They had a beautiful write-up at the back of, I think, last year's or 2 years ago's price guide, a whole history of the whites that Ivan Kaczmarek wrote.
Okay.
And they included it. But for some reason, they are not putting in them into their price guide. And that could change. But Ivan and a couple of other guys, myself included, we're working on a price guide for the Canadian whites.
Oh, okay,
like
nice.
Like an actual
nice.
Physical price guide for the Canadian whites.
But you would think that comics that are, if they're selling for such high prices, they should be recognized
by
Overstreet.
I think, you know, front runners, forerunners like Comic Link.
Yep.
I think it takes a while. And I think after this auction, people are going to stand up and go, oh, Overstreet is going to stand up and notice.
You know,
I
for
think
sure.
They're going to. I think you might
I think they
see.
Have to.
Yeah,
they have to.
And up until then, it was like a couple of one-offs getting great prices.
Yep,
but
yep.
It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We're on.
If there's a book that's selling for, you know, $14,000, that should be in the price guide.
Right.
That's. I'm just. You know. I'm. Maybe I'm crazy.
Anyway,
but I agree.
Fantastic auction. The guys at Comic Link did a great job.
Yep.
And great for the future of collectability of Canadian whites.
Perfect. All right.
All right. So what do we got? Shecky's pointing. We got some
running
appearances.
Running low on time.
Yeah, and we got some con appearances coming up, right?
Absolutely, which Chrissy alluded to in the beginning of the show.
Yes. Yeah. So
we are now, we're doing live recordings at London.
London,
Hamilton. And then Hamilton, yeah. And then New York City, yep. Right?
Absolutely, so, yeah.
Now, so, you guys are in London this weekend.
This weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whereabouts in London?
At the fairgrounds. Yeah. Western okay. Fairgrounds, London.
And that's
there's a nice
that's
show.
A three-day show.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Three-day show.
Yeah, which we haven't done a London show yet, but I mean, obviously we've dove in because we hear great things, and we attended the other London show, and apparently London's got a huge support group.
London's coming up this weekend, and then after that we have the Hamilton convention.
Yeah, so London Shecky will be in London, so I recommend you hit him up and come visit him on Friday. He's at his best on Fridays.
Yeah,
he kind of tapers
not so hungover.
As the weekend goes. So if you're gonna come say hi, come
say
hi.
Well, that's
on
because
Friday.
I got to put up with other people on Friday and the mob. That
I know.
Endure,
that's right.
You know?
That's true.
Yeah. Wearing. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll be there on
kinda like the show.
We'll be there this weekend in London. I think Comic Culture's recording went around noon on Saturday.
Whenever you want to claim it's going to happen,
all right.
I'll see how
the
you
week
show up.
After. Yeah. We'll probably announce it on next week's show. Is the Hamilton Comic Con?
Okay,
October 1st
and
2nd.
That's at the Hamilton Warplay Heritage Museum.
For the first time,
for the first time
so
ever.
It's got a bigger cap.
So bigger place. Mm-hmm. No parking fees.
And there's airplanes.
And there's lots of airplanes.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. What more would you want?
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. And then you've got New York.
And then we got New York. I think on our way to New York, we do a night in Atlantic City.
And then Peoria.
Yeah. And then we never make it to New York.
Right.
Yeah.
New York City Comic Con. Shecky and I are going to have a booth. Do you remember our booth number?
Three
something.
Something.
Just go on aisle three.
Ends with an 3709.
Just walk down aisle three going, Shecky!
Yeah, pretty much.
Somebody may actually do that.
We'll spot you.
Yeah.
You know what? If someone comes by and does that, I've got a special gift for them.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's going to whip out the special gift.
Let's whip it out.
No, it's being the honorary coffee go-getter.
Oh, right. All right.
So, we have busy 3 weekends coming up. Which is great because we're going to go out there, Chris, and we're going to shake hands, kiss babies.
Nice.
And we're going to immerse ourselves in comic book culture.
Nice.
We're going to come back here to this radio show every week and dispense the knowledge all the stuff that we've learned and pass it on.
Ah, that's great.
You're going to be covered in everything we've got to dispense.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That sounds scary. All right, listen. You know, I wish you guys both lots of luck. Unfortunately, I won't be able to be at the one in New York with you. I'm going to try to come down to London if I can.
Excellent.
Hamilton for sure.
Right.
Yep.
And but
are you working Hamilton?
I keep on asking the guy that's organizing. He won't let me know.
Right.
Yeah.
I never liked that guy.
I never liked that guy. Yeah.
All right.
But I'll definitely be there on the Saturday no matter what.
All right. How are we doing for time?
We've run out of time.
Okay. So Comic Culture is produced by Shecky Feldstein, engineered by Chris Owen. We're on 93.3 CFMU, McMaster Radio, Get the Point Radio, and Comic Book
Are we still on Get the Point Radio?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Does that station even exist anymore?
Know.
No,
I
we're
know.
The top show.
Top show. top men.
Top men. And comicbookdaily.com. So
all right.
Please go to comicbookdaily.com, click on the show, and add your comments in the comments link.
And please go out and have yourself a wonderful day. And, she's got something else to say.
Yeah, support your local comic book shop.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Oh. Well, I beat you
stole my bit.
Thunder.
All right. Have yourself a great day.